Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Kelly moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Reichardt chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McKinney. McKinney fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McKinney. Smith moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-1 in the game. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Smith moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a line drive into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 2 in the game. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reichardt. Petrocelli moves to third. Scott moves to second. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Scott moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-3 in the game. Galliano takes first base on ball four. LaHewitt moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Reichardt for the double play. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spence takes first base on ball four. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Galliano, who tags Morales trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Spence moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Vicente Romo now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. Montgomery moves to second. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.